Okay, we're in Parak Yud Aleph, Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, and in this Parak, the Rambam is going to start detailing how we evaluate some of these monetary punishments. So first, he starts off with kofar. So kamahu kofar. So as we recall, kofar is the special monetary amount paid by the owner of an animal that kills someone. So he says, so it's based on how the judges evaluate the worth of the person who was killed. Because it says in the Torah, nafsan pidyon nafsho kol shishos alav. So that's for the average person. Now, but kofar of adam, when it comes to the atonement fine paid for servants, being dolim ben ktanim, scharim kevos, whether they are adults or minors, male or female, hua knasa katsa b'Torah, it's the set amount from the Torah, shloshim sela kesef, 30 sela of kesef yafa, of a high quality silver, bein she'eved shava mea mana, bein she'eved eino shava ela dinar. Doesn't matter the value of the eved, whether the servant is valued at 100 or nothing, or whatever, like let's say 1 penny, either way, it's always 30 sela. V'kol mu'ukav get shechor eino knas. So if an Eved possesses a document that allows him to release as being a servant, there's no fine to be paid. Since he has no, what do you call it? He has no owner, so to speak. So now he's considered free. Now who gets this atonement? So ideally to the inheritors of the person who passed away. If the animal killed a woman, so assuming she's not married, the atonement goes to the inheritors from her father. So if it killed somebody who was half Eved, half free, knows in Chatzin Knas Rabo, so half the Knas goes to the owner, right? And the second is supposed to go to somebody, but there's nobody who can actually collect it. Let's say an ox gores a woman and she miscarries. So even though the animal was muad to gore, the owners are pater from paying anything for the aborted. For the miscarried fetus. Because the Torah does not obligate any damages to be paid for the offspring, only for the person. Let's say the animal gored a female servant and she miscarried. In that case, then the owner pays for the value of the fetus. Because that's like a case of an animal goring a donkey that's pregnant. And of course, if the animal was tom that killed, then or caused a woman to miscarry, then we pay. The owner pays half the value of the fetus from its body. So how do you evaluate that amount? We evaluate how much the woman was, the maidservant was, her value when she was pregnant. And how much she's worth now. So then it's given the owner pays either that difference or half the difference, depending if it's muad atam. And Mehemi says a shivcha, if it kills the maidservant, Mishan Makofer, a katsu b'Torah, b'vak mushmarner. So if the shivcha, the maidservant gets killed, then you pay the 30 sela as laid out in the Torah. That's again a fixed amount. Lachabav, short niskavin libahema, v'nagachas adam. So let's say the ox intended to gore the animal and instead gore the man. Afopisha im hemiso paters, even though what he called the man died and he would be pater kamashmarno im chavah chayev benezek. So if it caused damages to him, okay, then he's chayev to pay the damages. So of course, again, if the animal was tam, he pays half, and then if it was muad, he pays the full amount. Short tam shehemis behezik. Let's say what he called a short tam kills, right, and then causes damage. Danoso dine fashos ven danoso dine mamos. The judges only rule on it being killed and not on the financial damages. Muad shehemis v'hezik. Let's say the animal is muad and both killed somebody and caused damage. Danoso dine mamos v'chozo danoso dine fashos. So first we prosecute it for monetary damages and then afterwards we prosecute it for killing the person. Kamo v'dano dine fashos chila. Let's say by the muad the bezin accidentally judged first for killing. Then they will go back and judge it for the monetary damages. So, how is this money collected? So, from any profit that accrues from the work that the ox does after it's sentenced to death, because after it is now sentenced to be stoned, so there's no more owners who can actually be liable to pay for any damages. Let's say it was sentenced to death and it ran away. Then we do not proceed in determining any financial damages to be paid. Halacha test, sure. Shehemi says to Adam, the Gdisho by love ain't a Kaddish. Okay, so let's say a ox, there's gonna be a couple cases, a few cases like this. Let's say an ox kills a person, and after it killed the person, the owner consecrates it. It's not considered consecrated. If the owner makes it ownerless after it kills a person, it's not ownerless. If he tries to sell it, it doesn't work. If he returned it to its owner, if someone was watching it, a shomer returns it back to its owner, it's not considered return. But if he shechs it, if he slaughters it, it's prohibited to benefit from it. All the above applies after it was sentenced to death by stoning. But until that point in time, so in all the above cases, it would work, meaning the sale would work, the making it ownerless would work, making it hektish would work. Then come shachta, and if you went ahead and shachted it, it will be permitted to actually eat the animal. So let's say an animal that was going to be sentenced to death, right, but the sentence hadn't come out yet, it gets mixed up with other oxes. So all the animals are part of Adam. So just like we can't sentence a person without him being present, so too by the animal. Nigmardino, but let's say it was already sentenced to death. And let's say it got mixed up with 1,000 different oxes. All of them are stoned and buried. And they are prohibited to benefit from them, which is the halacha by an animal that is stoned. Let's say a pregnant cow kills a person. So to what do you call it? Any animal that's used for a what do you call it? Something that's aser. Hare ubra kamohahi, the ubra nakahi, the ubra nirva. So the laws that apply to its offspring, because it is its and its calf, so to speak, are what do you call it? Considered gored, as well as considered sodomized. So it's all combined together as one. So let's say a cow gored somebody to death and then became pregnant. So if before it was sentenced to death, it became pregnant and then gave birth prior to the sentencing, then its offspring are mutter, are permitted to eat and benefit from. But if it gave birth after it was sentenced, then it's prohibited. Because the fetus is considered an extension of the mother. Let's say the calf became mixed up with other ones. Kotzin is cool in the kippah. So they must be put into a room, locked up in a room until they die. Let's say witnesses who gave testimony on a ox that's going to be stoned, turns out they were lying. Kol hakodem bo, right? So whoever first takes possession of the ox, it becomes there. Because once the sentence has already been passed for execution, the owner, the animals are ownerless. Let's say they gave testimony that the owner or the ox sodomized the animal. And then the Edom were lying. The ox goes back to the owners. So what do you call it? It may, even though even if someone else tried to take the animal for himself, it doesn't work. Because since the owner knows he didn't commit the sin, v'shalu edei sheker, right? And these are witnesses who are lying. So since he was going to go ahead and disqualify their testimony, he never actually gave up ownership of the animal. That ends Parakeet Aleph, and we will continue with Parakeet Beis next time.